This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand, joined by our senior producer, Steve Proffitt, to help sort through your letters.
And Madeline, let's start with some corrections. Listener Peter Stein wrote in to say that in a recent story, we mistakenly referred to Elizabeth Pippin as the producer of a PBS documentary, The Fillmore.
Mr. Stein notes that while Ms. Pippin was an associate producer on the program, he was in fact the producer. We are so sorry, Mr. Stein, and we know how sensitive people can be about credits.
Especially producer credits.
That's right, Steve.
And here's another correction. In a report we ran on Tuesday about the town of Oceanside, California, we referred to the Amtrak train which runs through the town as the Surf Rider.
But it is, in fact, the Surf Liner. And one final correction, or perhaps clarification, really.
Yes, this concerns Iron Eyes Cody, the man who shed a tear in the famous Keep America Clean TV spot.
Here's the beginning of a story we ran Tuesday in which reporter Elise Spiegel describes the commercial.
It began with the image of a Native American, dark braided hair stuck through with a feather, rowing first past the calm banks of a river, then the trash...
Native American image? Asks listener Scott Gregory of Roland Park, Kansas.
Image? Well, maybe in the Hollywood sense, he writes, but Native American? No.
Mr. Gregory, who says he is the former finance director of the Cherokee Nation, writes that Iron Eyes Cody was actually the child of Italian immigrants.
And in fact, a number of reports confirm this, though Iron Eyes maintained he was part Cherokee and part Cree until his death in 1999.
Mr. Gregory writes, the Cherokee fell for the myth, too. The nation invited Iron Eyes to be Grand Marshal at a parade in 1976.
Mr. Gregory recalls his beaded medicine pouch held a pack of Marlboros and a Bic lighter.
Now some thoughts from our listeners, beginning with response to our story about how elected officials often fly on privately owned corporate jets. Ethics rules require them to reimburse the owners only about one-tenth the actual value of the flight.
That got listener Jim Hess of Irvine, California, thinking.
For every hour a politician spends on a corporate jet, he writes, they should have to spend an hour on a commercial flight in coach.
That way, says Mr. Hess, the rest of us could get the same kind of access as the corporate bigwigs. And since misery loves company, it might make flying coach just that much less painful.
And finally this.
I would be proud whoever my son is. And if the Antichrist is who he is, you know, that's who he's going to be.
And that's Michelle Michlick, who was featured in a story we ran about Tuesday's date, 6-6-06.
Michelle's baby was born a bit early and did not end up being born on that date. That symbolizes the biblical mark of the beast.
But we got some letters of appreciation for the story reported by our Mike Pesca.
Tell Mike that's the funniest thing I've heard in weeks, writes a listener named Satan.
Actually, that compliment came from Eric Howald of Keyser, Oregon.
And another note from listener Harry Frank of Ann Arbor, Michigan, who points out that some scholars actually believe the evil number was mistranslated and that it's not 666, but 616.
As you may have heard, writes Mr. Frank, the town of Hell, Michigan, scheduled a number of festivities on June 6th. But he adds, did you also know that the state boasts the area code 616?
Alas, Hell is not in the 616 area code. It serves instead Western Michigan.
Thanks for all your letters and for pointing out the places where we went awry.
You can write us too. Just go to our website, npr.org, click on the Contact Us link. Steve Proffitt, thank you.
You're welcome, Madeline.
And wipe that mark of the beast off your forehead.